Proclamation number 0912 of 13th of May, 1939. Control of the creature. Strong will. By virtue of the immense willpower which a spiritually striving human being can acquire on earth, it is possible for him to subjugate all creatures. And this process is solely based on an extraordinary use of divine strength. It is not the human being as such who causes the subjugation, but the human being's will, which is subordinated to divine will, requests extraordinary strength from God and is now able to influence all creatures such that they have to obey his will. And it will willingly submit. For it has no will of its own but is constantly in God's will, so that therefore nothing else is demanded of the respective being than what is intended for it by the eternal deity. To make God's will one's own is truly the key to all wisdom and spiritual success. Fear the slightest resistance from any entity as soon as he gives up his will, i.e., for now the human being no longer directs his will himself, but divine care has, so to speak, taken all thought and action into its hands, and the human being now lives, as it were, in accordance with his destiny from eternity. And man was appointed by God as ruler over all creatures. And he allowed this rank to be contested by him who caused man's apostasy from God. The will became weak, yet it rebelled against the divine will and thereby also succumbed in many respects to the creature, which, as the bearer of the divine will, for its part dominates man, and so he is often dependent on the activity assigned to the creature. I.e., it sometimes has a hostile effect on the human being as long as he has not reached spiritual maturity and thus does not possess the will in the strength possible for him. Consequently, the human being still has to make great use of his life on earth if he considers that it is his right to shape his will such that complete control of the creature is possible for him. And if he achieves this strength of will, his path on earth will also be much easier, for then everything will be subject to him, and his spiritual influence on the beings subordinate to him will also be extremely beneficial and likewise make the beings' path on earth easier, since only one will controls everything and no different currents will influence these beings unfavorably. And thus, once again, the human being's every endeavor will only have to be directed towards the one aim of recognizing the will of the eternal deity and fully subordinating himself to him, and all struggles on earth will be easy but successful. Amen.